Good morning, and thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I am your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today, we are talking about the book, Diligent Mind, and its author is Nadia Benjelloun. Now, Nadia is from Tangier, Morocco, and she graduated from the American School of Tangier in 2017. She is a novelist, a poet, and an essayist. She has had numerous works published in collections since her debut in 2010, and as of late, she says that she has been featured on issues of the Literary Yard, Eskimo Pie, Atmosphere Press, and the Scarlet Leaf Review. She is currently pursuing her undergraduate degree in Maine and is also an associate editor at Type House Literary Magazine. So let's go on and scoot on over to her Amazon page. Now, I have had the privilege of speaking with Nadia. She was on my program, Daily Spark with Dr. Angela, that airs on radio as well as on streaming platforms. Now, she will be a future guest, and I'm so excited about sharing an in-depth interview with you there on that platform. So if you want to hear that, make sure you check that out. Go on over to your favorite location, be it Spotify or iHeartRadio or iTunes, and follow Daily Spark with Dr. Angela so you can hear her interview. Now, let's go over to Amazon, Diligent Mind, Poems and Other Shorts. Nadia, you spell her last name Benjelloum. Now, it looks like Diligent Mind is available in both Kindle and paperback editions. Now, you guys already know I've expressed how I feel about Kindle and paperback. I think Kindle is awesome, especially when you are out and about and you need to take it with you. But there's nothing like, in my mind, nothing like being able to have that paperback edition with you and have that tangible book in your hand. So what does it say? It says that this book is a poetic examination of what makes us human and what sets us apart. It contains some prose that leaps into unbound feelings and exposes provocative thoughts. Welcome to the Diligent Mind. So I really like the cover of the book because it reminds you of someone who is standing right there on the edge. On the edge of what? I think that is up to you to determine. Are you on the edge of moving forward or staying where you are? Are you on the edge of taking the plunge, you know, like leaping out with faith? Or are you, you know, shaking in your boots? I love how the cover brings a sense of drama, of urgency, of hesitancy, all of those things all wrapped up into one, just depending on where you are and in your mind. Now, for those of you who like the product details, let me tell you a little something about the product details. It is 82 pages. The publisher is Author House. Author House is the publisher. It's available in English and is only a few ounces. A few ounces. It's only 3.5 ounces. So that's really good. That's really, really helpful when it comes to being able to carry it with you. Now, the Amazon bestseller rankings, you can find it in C Top 100 in books. You can also find it in short stories, books. You can find it in literary fiction, books.
and you can find it in poetry, books. So that's good when you can have it in cross genres. I really like that because depending on where you are and what you like, you will be able to find it in the section that most applies to you. Now, if you are the type of person who, again, likes to do a little sample of the book, she has provided that. And I know that I am usually grateful when the author takes a little extra, loads one of the presets or the preloads or a sample or a little quick view so that you're able to actually see what's inside of the book. So one of the ones that she shares with us is called a precursor. And it says, or it reads, just when dreariness had you at your neck, it drops you into a trench, leaves you out of check, and sweat, blood, and tears are the drench. You find yourself in from having worked yourself thin, a mountain of words you built on by the command of a digital, all lost and gone. So that is an example of one of her works. I'll give you another example, and I am reading these for the first time. I saw a glass. Hold on 1 second. Let me make sure I get this because I want to be able to read it to you. I saw a glass bottle on the table is the title. I saw a glass bottle on the table is the title. I saw a glass bottle on the table, my chin resting on my interlocked fingers, my elbows upright on the desk. I observed that bottle. Whirlwinds were spinning inside, whirlwinds fabricated by emotions. The bottle was shaking as if an earthquake was developing underneath its table. It trudged a little to the left and right, but mainly stayed in place. Let me help you out. I walked over to it and raised it. Then, with an impassive expression on my face and ferocious swing, smashed it against the edge of the table. The pieces of glass sprinkled like spilled glitter. The sound of the break, a harmonious echo. I walked out the room. This is a piece that she has shared from The Vigilant Mind. Now, if this sounds like something that interests you, then, of course, you can pick up a copy. Well, books are sold, but you can also get a copy on Amazon. So I hope that while we are all staying at home, while we are all trying to deal with the world at this present time, we understand that we have a book that we can read and that may actually help us express how we feel. We're going to take a short break, and then I'm going to come back to one of my favorite times of the show. We'll be back right after this.
It is time to step out and do what God has told you or called you to do. He said all things are possible to them that believe. Faith without works is dead. It is time to get up, and it is time to start moving. There is ministry. There are entrepreneurs, there are writers that are listening in. Whatever the vision is, whatever the dream is, you were made for greatness. You got to get out of the box. Catch up on the past episodes of Bridging the Gap podcast, available on iTunes, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, Google, and more. And don't forget to tune in every Monday night at 7 p.m. for the latest episode with your host, yours truly, Sean Laurie Moore. Join our encouragement community at www.SheRoyalMinistries.com.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. The book that we are talking about today is Diligent Mind, and its author is Nadia Benjamin. Now, I want to say thank you so much to each and every one of the authors that I have spent time with. You can many times find them on my program, A Daily Spark with Dr. Angela, which airs on various radio stations across our beautiful nation here, but it's also available on streaming platforms. And I like to come over and share what they have to offer on Modern Living with you so that you know that there's a beautiful book available. Now, speaking of across this great globe of ours, many of you are tuning in, and let me tell you, I am grateful for your tuning in, because you do, it makes the show an international success. And how do we know? Because I have the numbers in front of me. So let me say thank you to my top five that have made the leaderboard this particular week. Coming in the number one spot is the United States of America. Woohoo! Thanks, home country, for being number one. Number two is the Philippines. Thanks, Philippines, for being number two. Number three is Australia. Thanks, Australia, for being number three. Number four, my cousins across the pond in the United Kingdom. Thank you so much, UK, for being number four. And last but certainly not least is my neighbors to the north in Canada. Thanks, Canada, in the number five spot. I appreciate each and every one of you tuning in and not only listening, but also sharing these episodes with your friends and family. If you have shared one on social media, and especially if it's on Twitter, let me know. Tag me in it at Dr. Angela Chester. That's DrAngelaChester. If you are on Twitter, go ahead. Follow me, I'll follow you, and then we can talk about an episode. I'd love to do it. Well, it is time for me to go, but don't you forget that even though we may be staying at home, there's so much we can do. What's one thing you can do? Pick up a good book. So here is to your great mental health and to a great read. Until next time, everyone, stay safe, wash your hands. Bye-bye.